Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. This is episode number 6 of season 2. I'm Aiden. I'm here with Vinny. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Aiden. We got another week of football wrapped up in the books. So episode 7, but recapping week 6. And, I mean, we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, some huge games this week. No more undefeated teams. Both the undefeated teams go down by some opponents that most people were probably not expecting, which we'll definitely have to go over later. But overall, definitely, an interesting week. A couple upsets and a couple just, low scoring, gritty games, which you're not used to seeing in this day and age of the NFL. So
yeah, definitely some closer games compared to the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I know we saw a lot of blowouts, but overall, pretty interesting, pretty close matchups as far as NFS too. A lot of close games there. So definitely a lot to talk about. And then getting into the injuries, we have a little, I'd say a moderate amount compared to some other weeks. Probably the bigger story of the week was Damian Harris. He went down with a really scary neck injury in the Bills game. Had to get taken out in the ambulance.
Just did not look good.
Yeah, but we did confirm the other day that he was released from the hospital. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah, it was a scary neck injury, but everything seems to be.
Yeah, the DHs on the Bills just can't catch a break.
That's true.
Which it is crazy that DeMar Hamlin was retired on the back of the.
It's not like funny, but it's just like.
It's just like.
It's kind of a weird.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. Like, that's the only thing he's ever going to be recognized for.
Yeah.
He's only ever going to be, like, the guy that died on the field and, like, came back.
That's true. It is. I don't know. The ambulance did kind of look. It did kind of look weird.
Yeah.
That they had the tribute ambulance. But, I mean, nevertheless, obviously, great news that he is.
Yes, definitely.
Okay from that. And then moving in, we have a few quarterback injury updates. Daniel Jones, he was out for the last week against the Bills, but he is on pace to be ready for this week.
All right.
But you know,
if that does anything. I mean they kept it close with the Bills this week without him. So
yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. That was an interesting game. We'll have to talk about for sure. But moving in, some other quarterback news here. Anthony Richardson. We did mention, I believe, last week he was placed on IR, but it is looking like he had a shoulder injury, and his return is most likely not going to be
in the season. Especially because he's been playing pretty good this season so far.
I'd say he was up there for rookie QBs this year. I mean,
it's really disappointing.
Yeah, him and CJ Stroud, I thought, were, would you say, probably the two best. Definitely performing the best. But that's very unfortunate there. And then, let's see, what else do we have? We have two pretty big injuries. Two questionables. Deebo Samuel and McCaffrey for the 49ers both I know McCaffrey at least. I think Debo, he got hurt in the game as well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Brock Purdy didn't have two of his, I guess his two biggest weapons for a lot of the game, which, yeah, I mean. That mean, you know, could the 49ers be frauds? Is that the
question? I don't think their team is frauds. I just think Brock Purdy is a fraud.
You have been, you know, notorious.
Yeah, I've been a notorious
Brock Purdy
hater.
And he did, you know, he did look pretty
bad. I mean,
bad.
That's his first loss ever.
That's his first loss?
As a starter, I think it's his first loss. Which is just wild.
I guess because he wasn't in the...
I guess he started that game, but he got hurt.
Yeah, so I guess first full loss.
Yeah.
Still crazy to think about, but yeah. Without his two biggest weapons.
Yeah.
Questionable for next week, you know, could that impact them?
It's tough, especially McCaffrey might be out for a couple games. I know... I saw he was getting an MRI. I don't know if it came in yet.
It was some sort of like oblique rib or abdominal.
So if he like actually broke a rib, he'll definitely be out for a couple games.
Yeah, which pretty
that would be brutal for the 49ers.
Yeah, but speaking of ribs, David Montgomery has a rib injury, expected to miss some weeks, which again, pretty big. I mean, not only for the Lions, I mean, obviously, you know, Lions offense has been churning so far this year. Also
with him, he's been doing so good.
Yeah, he's been way more than people expected, but also could be a big step up for Jahmyr Gibbs, who he's...
I'm still not using him.
I would not be surprised, but Jahmyr Gibbs has been, you know, he was out, I think, last week. He's been questionable, but yeah, if he returns, he could start getting the snap share that he deserves because he's shown a lot of...
Yeah,
potential.
He's got a lot of potential. So
for sure. And then, let's see, moving into the Rams and Steelers game, Kyren Williams, who has been the RB1 for the Rams, and honestly has, you know, been...
He's played so good.
He's played very well. He's at least a fantasy, like, RB4, which...
Yeah.
He's not on my team, so I didn't really pay attention to him as much, but... Yeah, very surprising coming.
I know, especially because the Rams are notorious for like not using their running backs.
Cam Akers last year, disappointment, but yeah, he's been, you know, used a lot. So sprained ankle, most likely missing the game against the Steelers, which, you know, could help us a little. Also, Deontay Johnson should be coming back from IR this week.
That would be huge.
Big weapon for us to get back, and maybe Freiermuth.
Wow.
So
no excuses for the Steelers in this game.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, can Matt Canada put them to use?
He cannot.
Most likely, yeah.
It was funny when I just went to a Penguins game over the weekend, and throughout the entire, like, stadium of the Penguins, everyone's chanting, "Fire Canada!" Like, everyone in this city wants him gone.
Yeah, I think they've even had those at, they had them at Pirates games even before.
Yeah, it's funny.
So, I don't know how he has his job at all still. And then, let's see, last couple injuries here, notable ones at least. We have Trevor Lawrence. He's questionable. Does have a game Thursday, so he may or may not be missing that. Justin Fields, believe, got injured in the game this last week.
I remember that.
With, I think he some like either broke his thumb, something with his throwing hand. So most likely not playing this week.
Mm.
And then Josh Allen, who I should have mentioned with the Bills, but day-to-day with the shoulder injury.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's on my fantasy team, so I'm hoping he can play, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
So, a lot of, you know, questionables. I guess, I don't know if I mentioned this, also, Khalil Herbert officially placed on IR.
Yeah.
More bad news for the Bears.
Yeah.
Because
it's pain for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just can't get anything done.
You know, that wraps up, I mean, most of the, at least fantasy-related injuries. So, just a heads up there, you know, a lot can change, as we know, later in the week. So, just keep your eye out for that.
Yeah. All right, then let's move on to our Guess the Player segment, as we know and love. So, what do you got first for me?
All right, first stat line, we have a receiver. 11 receptions, 115, and a touchdown. Very solid performance.
Yeah, very solid. I mean, that much receptions got me thinking, especially because I know Cooper Kupp got a touchdown, so that got me thinking that way. But also, I know it could be, I'm also thinking Amon-Ra St. Brown a little, but I think I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp just based on the receptions.
All right, let me make sure here. And I was looking at him, but the receiver I had was Thielen.
Oh, yes.
So just another, dude, another huge week for him. Just been.
He's been on an absolute tear.
Yeah, I think after week one, he's averaging like, I don't even know, mid-20s points.
Yeah, I mean, he, so far this season, looks like he's averaging, you know, he's almost in all of his games. He's just killing it. Almost 100 yards in every game. He's doing so good. It's just, it's crazy. He just came out of nowhere, especially you would expect a vet as Thielen with Bryce Young. You would hope that he would, you know, be able to help him out a little bit, but
I mean, they had, most people had Chark as the wide receiver one coming into the year.
I mean, Thielen started off really slow. Two catches for 12 yards. And then some weeks he's getting 14 catches for 145.
Yeah, I mean, it says just looking at the, he is the wide receiver three in PPR fantasy and averaging 21.08 points. And that's including the week one where he got three.
Yeah.
So taking out that, that's like.
Yeah, he's just.
A lot, but.
He's been on a tear recently and.
I mean, it's not really, is it really helping out the,
I mean,
the Panthers?
I mean, so like looking at this game, as most people expected, Dolphins absolutely obliterate them 42-21. But after the first quarter, the Panthers were up 14-0, which not a lot of people were expecting. And then the Dolphins end up winning by 21.
Yeah,
so
we started out, you know, looking too good to be true. So was too good to be true if you're a Panthers fan.
Yeah.
So still winless.
It's just not looking good. And the Dolphins offense looks unstoppable. Tyreek Hill over 100 yards again. He's on pace for over 2,000 yards. First person ever.
Mostert, huge game again.
Without,
two touchdowns.
Without A-Chain, I mean.
No, he had three touchdowns.
Yeah, three total touchdowns. It's looking like Mostert is, he might be the best running back. Just purely off his speed and power, I mean.
And yeah, which I think we've mentioned in other episodes. You did trade him
away.
I think right before A-Chain went on IR.
Yeah,
You were selling high, which, I mean, it, on paper, smart move, but.
Yeah.
That always seems to happen.
To bite me.
That
I still got Aaron Jones out of the trade, so I'll take it. But
yeah, Aaron Jones coming off. Patterson off the bye
should
week.
Be coming. Aaron Jones should be playing this week.
Yeah, which you definitely need him.
I need him for fantasy and for just my sanity as a Packers fan because he hasn't played in so long and I just need him to come back. So, but yeah, it's the Dolphins just look absolutely unstoppable. I think.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying they might not be the best team. I think they are the best team.
I mean, I just think it's the defense.
Yeah, their defense ain't great.
Because we saw what the Bills did.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Bills
dropped like 40 something on them.
Yeah.
It really, if they had, I think I've said this before, if they had like any, like they had like Browns defense even.
Oh, well, Browns defense is number one this year.
Really? I mean,
yeah, technically.
Rank, like just by rank.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. After we saw this week,
the
Browns game.
They look scary.
Yeah. And Myles Garrett, I mean.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if like the stats show it unless it's like advanced stats for just like how much pressure he has, how much time he's getting like double teamed. And
if
stuff.
I had to.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Block him, I'd be scared for my life. He's what? I mean,
you had to block him if you were like 200 pounds more.
Yeah. And I want to look up his height and weight, because. So he's 6'4", 271.
And that's like all muscle.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's absolutely jacked. Aaron Donald is 6'1", and 284, which is absurd.
So, he's only 6'1"?
Yeah, he's my height, but weighs like 80 more pounds than me.
And then, yeah, it says JJ Watt 6'5", 288.
Yeah.
So similar. I mean, yeah, similar.
I mean, they're just so big. He's so fast.
Yeah, I feel
it's
bad for whoever.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge of blocking him for that day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so biggest takeaway there, you know, Dolphins march forward.
Yeah, up to
Panthers do have a bye week this week, so maybe they can sort some out. Get a win. Not. But all right, next stat line, we have a defense here.
Okay.
One touchdown, one defense touchdown, 5 sacks, 2 INT, 2 forced fumbles. I didn't all put right. the points there.
I'm gonna assume this is the only defense I know that got a touchdown this week was the Vikings. So I'm gonna go with the Vikings.
Yep, it was. I didn't know that was the only team that got a touchdown.
They might have not been. I just know their defense scored a lot of points in fantasy this week. But yeah, I mean, looking at this game, it didn't help that Fields got injured early, but he didn't necessarily play great whenever he was in. 6 for 10, 58 yards, and an interception. And the Vikings without Jefferson definitely
definitely spread out the ball.
Yeah, they spread out the ball, struggled a little bit throughout the air. I mean, Kirk Cousins, you know, not a great game from his standards. I mean, he usually is throwing a ton of yards, but yeah, I mean, defense got it done in this game, really. The Bears just struggled. They had a rookie quarterback in, Tyson Bagnet, or whatever his name is. He obviously isn't going to play that good. Foreman in the lead role didn't do bad. 65 yards and 44.3 average yards. So not bad at all. And then DJ Moore, only 5 catches for 51 yards. So definitely not great for the Bears moving down to 1-5. Vikings now at 2-4, but
I mean, yeah,
the Vikings are still really bad.
I mean, it's crazy that both of these teams were...
Yeah.
Not like super, I mean, I wouldn't say super hyped up, but...
But, I mean, they... I mean, Vikings, I'm not saying the Packers are good, but both of these teams were projected to, like, outpace the Packers by, like, 2 games each. And, I mean, the Packers are still really bad, but the Packers have at least shown glimpses of being good. Neither of these two teams have really shown anything. I mean, the Vikings' only 2 wins have been against the Panthers and the Bears, so... Yeah, it's not looking good for either of those two teams, I'd say. And, I mean, it's basically the Lions division now. The Lions have
Lions
already
are,
won the division.
Yeah, Lions are just marching forward.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well give them the division at this point.
But, yeah, they were the favorite by a little bit.
But not even by that much.
Yeah, it wasn't, I remember it was like minus, maybe it was like minus 100.
Yeah.
Minus 200 beginning of the year.
I didn't even know if it was minus. I think it was plus.
I mean, they're predicting a close division,
and
but
yeah,
we aren't getting that at all.
So, yeah, we'll have to see about that. But let's move on to the next player.
All right, next stat line here. Somewhat, I'd say you could probably get this one here. We have 9 receptions and 124 yards.
All right, 9 receptions and 124. So that's a pretty good stat line. Honestly, I know. Wow, I mean, this might be the snipe of the century. I think it's Travis Kelce.
It is Travis Kelce.
Dude, I'm so good.
I did just kind of want to segue to talk about this game, the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Travis Kelce who pretty much was the entire Chiefs offense.
Rashee Rice still did pretty good, 72 yards. But yeah, I mean, Travis Kelce, you know, Travis Swift, as some might say.
Yeah, it's getting real.
They have seen
it's getting real old.
The pictures, but that's,
the pictures
I think it's
what?
Pretty official now. I've seen a couple.
The pictures have been like shoved down everyone's throats.
Yeah.
I think we've known.
Well, no, but like they were out together for the first time.
Like out, like.
They're like holding hands going.
Oh.
So.
Well,
yeah.
Either way.
But yeah, I mean. Looking at this game,
it was a
only,
close game.
Yeah,
it was a close game throughout.
It was 19-8.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, and it was close throughout the entire game. I mean, the Broncos defense terrible, but they're just I think it's because they're always playing the Chiefs. You know, 2 times a year, sometimes getting beat down. They kind of might just have it figured out.
Yeah.
Defensively, but I mean the offense still.
Yeah, I mean
still can't do anything.
Yeah, Russell Wilson looks horrible. I mean, 13 for 22, 95 yards and two picks. Did have a touchdown, but that was the touchdown wasn't even his fault. I mean, it was completely Courtland Sutton, an insane catch.
Yeah, and then Jerry Jeudy, 3 catches, 14 yards. Very disappointing. I mean,
after
yeah, in your fantasy. Yeah, I was going to say in your fantasy, and yeah, what I don't know what the full story on that. Steve Smith just was like,
I think a while ago he called him like a C-tier receiver, and then Jerry Jeudy came up to him and was like talking like smack, and then afterwards Steve Smith was like, I don't care, like you're bad, like you can't say anything about it.
I mean, and he definitely hasn't proved anything. I don't know when that was, but
this season, I mean, I have him on my fantasy team. I've started him in every week, hoping, just praying for him to do good. And he has yet to get over. He got 81 yards in week two, and since then, it's just been downhill.
This is his fourth year too.
Yeah, he was in CeeDee Lamb's draft class, and everyone was saying, or like he thought that he was better than CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I forget where he was drafted in that.
I mean, he just hasn't done. Last year he did.
I mean, last year he got. Wasn't. Yeah, last year he was hurt at the end of the year, right?
He might have been. But yeah, he's just. He's just not good.
I mean,
it's sad, but.
Part of it's he's never really had a good QB either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. I wouldn't say it's all on him.
But definitely. Bit unfortunate.
Yeah, so you know, Chiefs get the win. Broncos keep sucking. Yeah, no surprises there. And then let's see, last stat line of the day, we have 10 rushes, 18 yards, along with 8 receptions, 40 yards, and a touchdown from a running back.
All right, so we got a running back. The 8 receptions, 40 yards, and a touchdown, but basically no rushing yards. That's kind of got me thinking. I mean, this is obviously a running back that catches the ball a lot. And
well, there's plenty of those.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of stumped here. I think my first thought is Breece Hall for the Jets.
That's true. You did bench him.
I did.
And regret it.
But I think I'm going to go with...
I hope you don't get it.
Oh, I don't want to like take too much time away, but I want to try and get it. Looking at these teams, could be Kamara. I know he catches the ball a ton. You know what? I'm going to go with... This is a wild guess. Oh. I'm going with Spears from the Titans.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know exactly how he did this week, but it was DeAndre Swift.
Oh, DeAndre Swift. So I was in the right game with the Eagles, but yeah, that's Tajay Spears. He actually kind of had that sound, but not exactly. But yeah, looking at this game, Jets beat the Eagles for the first time in their career. The Jets have never beaten the Eagles until this past game, and
I mean, I don't even know what.
I don't know what happened either. It's insane. Like, it's just.
I mean, it didn't help. Jalen Hurts threw 3 interceptions. Yeah, I didn't see all of them, but yeah. I mean, that's never gonna be a good stat. And
when you check down to the running back 8 times and you have 3 interceptions, I mean, something's wrong there.
Yeah, I don't. I mean. I feel like it might just be like the Zach Wilson effect. Because what?
I think it might be too.
Technically, what's he outplayed? He outplayed Mahomes.
He outplayed Josh Allen.
Outplayed Josh Allen.
And now he outplayed Jalen Hurts.
That's like arguably the 3 best QBs.
Yeah, I know. Which I did see a stat. We were watching First Take earlier today. And this is the first time, or every time Jalen Hurts has been pressured on more than 50% of plays. He is, I think, like 3-7, they said. Which is definitely interesting when you take into account his entire career, he's had the best offensive line. And he's got probably some of the best targets in the league, too. So It might be a bit of fraud, but I mean, I obviously still think he's really good, but yeah, he's not. I mean, that's just really bad. The Jets defense is looking so good, and they might have Aaron Rodgers, which
Which
we could talk about.
Aaron Rodgers, like you said, is, hoping. I mean, I don't know exactly how fast his recovery is going, but he's trying, like, he's doing everything to try to be back. I mean, I
Yeah.
saw the thing in your story, him, already throwing the football around.
Yeah, he's walking around with almost not even a limp. And most people are in a boot for, I
Yeah,
think they said like 5 months.
barely even had a boot. He had, like, a little ankle brace for a little
Yeah.
bit, and then just.
And he's now, and some people were saying with the current recovery pace he's at, he might be able to play in like week 16, 17, which
And if they make the
the
playoffs.
Jets are 3-3 right now, could very easily make the playoffs. Like, it's very
I mean, if
interesting to
they can
see.
sneak into a wild card.
They're definitely gonna have to be a wild card.
I
They're not
mean, yeah,
gonna.
the Dolphins 5-1.
But I mean, how many other teams? Don't three other teams make the playoffs besides
I don't know. I feel like I should know,
three
but
other player or three other teams, I think, make the playoffs besides the leaders of the division. So
I mean,
they
looking.
pretty much.
I mean, you have the Colts, Texans are 3-3, and then Bengals, Steelers, Browns are all kind of in there.
And so looking at their upcoming games, they got Giants. They definitely could win that game. Chargers, that might be
Chargers, they can
tough.
win. Raiders, they can win.
Jet Bills, they did,
Yeah,
but who
it's
knows?
yeah.
It's all going to be up to this defense. They've got a lot of winnable games. So
Yeah,
if
they
this
still have to play
defense,
the Dolphins twice, though.
yeah, that's going to be tough.
And they got the Browns.
But I mean, if Aaron Rodgers can be back for like these two games, who knows?
But I mean, Patriots.
Patriots
What?
could
Patriots
win.
last, yeah. Patriots this year?
Horrible. I mean,
Horrible.
we can quickly talk about them really quick. They finally score an offensive touchdown. But Mac Jones looks
Yeah.
awful.
But I mean, I think it is important to mention that Josh McDaniels
Yeah.
is 3-0 against arguably the best coach of all time.
Yeah, so.
So, I mean, say what you want about him as a coach or the Raiders, but he
Yeah.
knows how to beat Bill Belichick.
Yeah, and Jimmy G against his former team too.
And I don't know if any of those. Yeah.
If Devontae even played horrible. He only had two catches for 29 yards.
I mean,
And they still, it doesn't matter.
yeah, this is, it's just one of those slow games of Patriots sucking.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
It's
one win.
embarrassing.
Who they even beat? I forget.
They beat
I forget.
the. Let's see. Who did they beat?
Because I can't even think of
They
them.
beat the Jets. Wow, the Jets. If the Jets don't lose that game, they'd be, what, 4-2 right now?
And their divisional record.
Yeah, that hurt. I mean, Zach Wilson didn't play good. Breece Hall didn't play good. Garrett Wilson didn't play good. Yeah, that was a bad game for them. But yeah, I mean, right now it's looking like the Patriots are trying to get that number one overall pick because
Mean,
they look so bad.
we've seen a lot of teams kind of fluctuating down there. Like
Yeah.
we thought it was gonna be the Broncos, the Bears. Even the Bengals were sucking for a really long time.
The bad teams are finally, Giants are
Even, yeah,
1-5.
Texans turned it
Oh, the
around.
Giants are 1-5.
Yeah, Giants. There's a
Jeez.
lot of teams that are
There's a lot
just.
of horrible teams this year. I mean,
Honestly, yeah, I feel like there's so much inconsistency. So many horrible teams.
yeah, and surprisingly, I mean, one of the
But.
better or one of the divisions without a 1-5 team is the AFC South, which a lot of people were thinking all of those teams were going to be bad except for the Jags. So, yeah, it's
It's been a very lackluster year so
it
far.
really has been.
But speaking of what you just said about the Giants, I don't think we mentioned it, but I think it is worth talking about the Giants with
Yeah.
just like, that whole clock management situation.
Yeah, it was hor I mean, I do think that last play was probably a hold. I'm not sure if you
Yeah.
saw that, but
On Waller.
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, yeah, definitely.
But I mean, what was it? I think it was right before the half. They were like, Like on like the two, they're on the two or something yard
line. They're like wasting clock.
Yeah, there's like there was 14 seconds. I think it was like first down. So literally, they just got like three tries at the end zone, kick a field goal.
Yeah,
and then they decided to run it.
Yeah,
and then it's... don't get it, and so they end up losing by like they end up losing by.
And their defense even like played good. They held Josh Allen to not playing very good, and. Their defense is doing all they can, and I mean Tyrod Taylor didn't play that bad. He's better than
it together.
Expecting him to do.
Yeah, I think better than Daniel Jones's luck recently, at least.
It's interesting.
Yeah, they kind of did it to themselves there because they would have got that field goal before the half. Could have kicked the field goal at the end instead of Waller getting questionably held, but. Yeah, either way, the Giants. And what was that? I think they're 0-5 in primetime.
Yeah. Oh, I think Daniel Jones is like 0-13 in primetime.
So I don't know why they're even getting those slots.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just never really good games.
Yeah. So, but I mean, looking at other games, Lions get the win 20-6 against the Buccaneers. They're looking like, honestly, the best team in the league right now. They even only had 15 rushing yards from their top rusher, but it doesn't matter because they're playing so good right now. And do you see any other interesting games?
I mean, we have the Bengals getting, close game. They do get another win, so.
Yeah.
But still, nothing special there. And then, I mean, honestly, nothing else too crazy. I mean, Rams... get another big win.
Yeah, over
they're a looking
matchup.
Yeah, the Rams are getting it together.
They really are.
I mean, which, Stafford.
Not a lot of people thought they would, but I mean, good on them. Cause yeah, it's good to see them doing good. Another game, Cowboys get a win over the Chargers. I've always been a big Herbert fan, but he makes it hard to root for him because. I think he's so talented, but they just can't do anything with him. It's weird.
I don't know. Chargers, like I said, always are losing by one score.
They really are.
It's tough to say. But honestly, I think that wraps up, mostly notable games this week. If you want to lead us into the next segment you have all for us.
Yeah, we always got to throw in another random segment for every week. And so this one. This is Are They a Hall of or a Future Hall of Famer Quarterback Edition. So I'm going to name off some quarterbacks and you just tell me if they're going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, you think. So first off, we got an easy one, Mahomes.
Yep. All right. Yeah, nothing to really say there.
He's obviously going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. Next up, another pretty easy one, Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, already is.
Obviously going to be on. Next up, we got Kenny Pickett.
I mean, from what we've seen, I mean, like I said, he's not only had, like, what, a year and a half to...
Not even. I think he's only had probably a year now total for games that he's
played. Oh, but yeah. I mean, just based on that, you got to say no.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, when you think about, like, the different tiers of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, how long they stay in the league, how much they're a starter for.
Yeah, I mean, if you're consistent.
I don't know if you could see him. Could you see him being, like, kind of like a Mitch Trubisky? I mean, I think he was first, like, overall.
I could see him being, like, I mean, do you think Philip Rivers is going to make the Hall of Fame?
I mean, what do people say about that?
He obviously has a lot of longevity.
He has
longevity, a ton of passing yards, a ton of passing touchdowns, but never won a Super Bowl, never won, MVP, Offensive Player of the Year. So
honestly, probably not.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, Pickett, I don't think he's got.
Next up, we got Joe Burrow. This one's tough.
I feel like that's not an easy yes.
Yeah.
I feel like...
like, it all depends on, like, can he... I think he needs to win an MVP or win a Super Bowl to make it. I think that's if he does one of those,
I don't think either of those are going to be this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
So, I think, he's got... He's got the team around him for it.
Yeah, I but mean, also, I think in the future, they're not going to be able to have that team because of how much
they paid him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like I could honestly see no, to be honest. I feel like that could be a hot... I don't know if that's hot take, but...
I don't think it's hot take. And then next up, another one, kind of just like Joe Burrow, we got Josh Allen. This one, I think I can feel like
I can,
more.
I can see yes there, yeah.
I can see a better yes opportunity than
because
Joe
he's
Burrow.
Played longer, or we've seen more of him
so
far.
And also, like...
And they're all... Yeah, Bills are consistently winning with him.
Yeah. I think that could be it.
Does he have...
He's just got to make it to
the... He doesn't have any MVPs, though, or anything.
No, he doesn't. So.
Yeah, they've just never... They've always just choked in the playoffs.
Well, that one year, they didn't even choke. They just kind of got robbed. The year with the Chiefs when they scored, and then the Chiefs scored in 13 seconds.
I forgot.
That game was insane. Oh, my gosh.
I remember watching that.
Yeah, what a crazy game.
But, yeah, honestly, I feel like Allen's... I got a better chance than Burrow. All right. Eyes.
Next up, we got a young guy. We got CJ Stroud.
I mean, that's just so... Really. That's... I don't even know what... I wonder if they, like, have odds on that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, you know, all...
Because it's... It depends on two things. One, he stays good. And two,
the stays team, healthy.
And the team gets good around him. Because right now, obviously, the team ain't great. Although... Which we don't really talk about. The Texans got another win.
Which I predicted.
They're now 3-3.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like...
I think if the team gets good...
I feel like...
I could see it.
I mean, I could see him... Could you see him winning Rookie of the Year?
This year, yeah. I could definitely...
Yeah, I can see that.
Who else...
Honestly, I just don't see him having a...
Rookie of the Year this year. Puka.
I mean...
Oh, it's probably going to be Puka.
Is he a rookie?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's still so much.
Yeah, and Puka's.
I mean, Bijan.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Bijan. Bijan's been so good.
I don't know. I feel like it could be Stroud, though.
Yeah, I think it might be a tight race, though. But yeah,
I feel like, I feel like I could see. Stroud has a, you know, obviously great potential, but I don't know. I don't know if I just see him. I don't see him on the Texans. I don't know where. Wonder where he would. Could get traded and have,
I don't
like.
Know.
Maybe. I mean, the Patriots need a quarterback.
They need one so bad. But they'll probably get...
Seahawks. I mean, once Geno Smith retires, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, the Seahawks.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But...
All right. So next up, we got Dak Prescott.
No, I'm saying no for that.
Definitely no.
Always... Yeah. Cowboys in general always just choking.
And I just don't think he's very good.
Yeah, he...
I always forget. He was like a third-round quarterback or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I forget. When was he drafted?
He was drafted so
long. It's been longer than I think, because I don't know how old he is, but I still consider him like a younger quarterback.
Yeah. Let's see. He was 135 overall in the 2016 draft. Oh, my God.
So that's eight. I mean.
How long has he been?
Coming up on eight.
Yeah. Years.
That's crazy. So he's probably coming up on 30.
Wow. Around. Doesn't that kind of make you feel old? I feel like got drafted not to... He was in the same draft class as Jared Goff and Carson Wentz.
And Carson Wentz has been way gone.
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff's obviously still doing good.
He's still sticking around.
Wow.
But, all those players...
He was a fourth round. 135 was
all before. 2016 to 2018 people,
yeah,
like Saquon, I think was 2018.
Oh,
all those people, I feel like so old,
yeah,
even just from like
Jared Goff.
That was a good era,
it was, but Jared Goff was the first overall pick. I always forget that
he was,
yeah.
I feel like I didn't even know that.
I always forget that he was, but yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, some fun facts for you guys. But
Dak's a no there.
Definitely. Next up, we got Matthew Stafford.
I feel like I can see that as a yes.
Oh, I'm definitely going yes on this. I think with that Super Bowl win, I think he...
Yeah.
I think
he's just had... And he's still got a few more years in him. Yeah, Stafford has been a... Oh, I mean, how old is he now? What, like... 30.
I don't know.
Because he was...
Let's see. He's 35.
So how... I mean... I don't know how long can you see him playing?
Yeah, I don't know. So
I mean,
Rodgers is 39. Stetson Bennett is...
Why? I don't even know
he
why
got,
Stetson Bennett coming up on this
right. Well, Stetson Bennett just got drafted, and he's 25 years old.
Yeah, I don't
and,
know.
And, I mean, yeah, he... Matthew Stafford... So let's put this into perspective. Matthew Stafford started playing professional football in 2009. And so he started in 2009, and he's only 10 years older than a guy that just got drafted, which is pretty weird.
So I don't even know how, yeah, I don't know how the math works out on that. But yeah, I don't know what his future looks like in the NFL, but
yeah.
Don't think it's too promising there.
Yeah, so, wow. Sean McVay's only 37. He's only 2 years older than Matt Stafford.
I mean, is he the second youngest?
Yeah,
Matt LaFleur.
Younger. Oh, yeah, I think
it's Matt LaFleur is the youngest, and then Sean McVay, if I
yeah.
had to guess.
Or
unless
is,
I'm just totally...
Oh,
McVay's
no,
younger?
Yeah, I guess he is the youngest.
How old's Matt LaFleur then?
Matt LaFleur's gotta be super young. Oh, this doesn't
make Yeah, you sense. Need to find some sort of updated list.
Oh, wait, here we go. This one's updated. Okay, so he's currently the youngest. Then we got Kevin O'Connell for the Vikings. Okay, so we got a lot of new ones. Wow, where even is Matt LaFleur ain't even top 10 youngest.
He looks young.
Yeah, he looks super young. The Kyle Shanahan's 43. See if you can see how young Matt LaFleur is.
He's 40.
Okay, so he's tied with Kyle Shanahan.
I thought he was super young.
Yeah, so interesting. But
interesting little tangent there.
Yeah, definitely.
But who do we have up next?
Next up, we got Kirk Cousins. I think this
one. I mean, that's a no. That's a no for me.
Yeah, too old.
And then look.
Next up, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar. That's a tough one. I mean, he has a lot of those odd records of rushing.
I think if he
passing.
Can win a Super Bowl, he'll definitely make it because he has an MVP.
I mean, does Vic count as a Vic in the Hall of Fame, or would you see him as?
Did Vic win any MVPs?
He had to have.
Yeah, there's no.
I mean, I didn't really grow up watching him, but.
I mean, he's just so good. At least in Madden.
Oh, yeah. At least in Madden. I don't...
He won Comeback Player of the Year, but...
Four-time... Only four-time Pro Bowler? Is that...
Yeah, so...
That's surprising to me.
I don't think he won an MVP.
Yeah, I feel like I remember him being better.
Yeah, so...
Either way, yeah, Lamar, I don't know. It's...
I think he could.
It's...
I think if he can win a Super Bowl somehow... I think he's for sure making it, or Hall of Fame.
You think it's with the Ravens, though?
I don't know. I think they need a lot of... The Ravens are just such a weird team. They're always, pretty good, but then they're even worse than the Packers, I feel like, for getting, weapons on offense.
They pretty much just have Lamar, and then,
Yeah, he's just the offensive weapon. But, yeah, so that's all the quarterbacks I got for this week. And now we can move on to our predictions, where last week Vinny goes 13-2. If it wasn't for
the huge upset,
then Vinny would have went perfect for the first time in our career of doing this.
Is that the best? I mean,
I think you
have
might
ever
had
a 14er.
I think last year you got a 14er.
Oh, dude, imagine if I parlayed that.
I know. So I went 9-5, and Vinny now takes a commanding lead of 67 wins over my 59.
I don't know what it is about me.
Yeah, I always start off hot, and then...
Yeah, you have me beat the first couple weeks.
And then I just kind of choke. So we can get into our predictions for this week, where first game we got Jags at Saints. I got the Jags in this one.
Yep, Jags. Jags have just looked...
They've looked so good.
Very solid. Put up 37 this last week,
yeah.
Too. Got the Saints.
They're looking like a pretty good team this year, so... And then next up, we got Falcons at Bucks. The Falcons
this
have just looked... They look so bad right now, though.
But they look good for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then same with the Bucks.
I think
but
Bucks...
they just got kind of... kind of clapped this week.
Yeah, they did. But I guess the Lions, though, to be
that's
fair.
That's fair. But, I mean, yeah, that'll be a good game. I'm a stick with you on Bucks.
All right, and then what won't be a good game, we got Raiders at Bears.
Yeah, Raiders hope, I mean.
I got Raiders in this one.
We can't.
If you lose to a Justin Fields-less Bears.
I mean, coming off.
That's bad.
Coming off a hot win against the Patriots. Yeah. We got the momentum moving forward. Yeah.
Yeah, so then we got Browns at Colts. I got the Browns in this one.
No Anthony Richardson.
And
again,
also, defense is just too good.
Yeah. And Deshaun Watson may be coming back.
Yeah.
Don't know if I'm
going to. He looked amazing, but.
Yeah, then, either way.
Pretty bad game again. Commanders at Giants. I got Commanders in this one.
Yeah, Giants I'm really rolling bad. Commanders. They're another team that can look really good sometimes and
they
then
can
sweat the bed.
Really good.
Like, they put it to overtime with the Eagles.
Yeah, but then they end up doing horrible.
Yeah. But yeah, Giants just suck.
And then this one probably will be a pretty good game. Lions at Ravens. Where I got the Lions, but I could very well see the Ravens winning this.
Yeah, this one, I wonder. We'll do a little spread check on this one.
Definitely.
Because this one could be interesting. Lions versus Ravens spread.
Wouldn't be surprised if Lions. Wait, let me predict it. I'm not sure if you can see it yet. I'm going. My prediction is Lions -2.5.
Ooh, it looks like we have Baltimore -3 or -2.5 right now. Which is crazy. I mean,
I would have thought that Lions would be favored in this. I guess since it's at Baltimore.
It is in Baltimore.
But
I think I'm going to go Lions with you there.
Yeah.
So far, we're all agreeing.
Bills at Patriots has to be Bills.
Yep. Nothing really to say there. Cardinals at Seahawks.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know.
It would be Seahawks, but.
Yeah, Seahawks.
I don't know. The Cardinals have just looked randomly really good at times. But if they lose to the Rams, they should lose to the Seahawks.
Fair, yeah, makes sense. And then Steelers at Rams.
I could very well see the Steelers losing this, but I think the Rams offense isn't good enough for
that's
the
true.
Steelers defense, so I got Steelers.
Honestly, I'm gonna go with Rams. This is just one of my hot picks that works out. But I'm rooting for the Steelers.
I could see it.
But yeah. We'll see, because we got to see how the offense looks with Deontay and Freiermuth and Ram. Yeah, that'll be a good game. Hopefully, we don't wet the bed there. And then Chargers at Chiefs, divisional
good game
matchup. I mean, these are always good games.
Yeah, they usually are. Those two always are battling with each other.
Yeah, but again, Chiefs are just hard. You can't really predict the Chiefs to lose.
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah, that's got to be Chiefs. And then Packers, Broncos.
Oh, we got an absolute, you know,
it is
hard burner of a game here. A lot of offense between these two.
It is in Denver.
It has to be the Packers. If the Packers lose this game, I don't even know what
honestly, I'm just going to go Broncos. Partially, I disagree with you, and because we have a lot of similarities this week.
It's just.
But it would be funny. Let's get a spread check on them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, if the Packers lose this game, I just.
Then are you just giving up for the season?
I think I've already given up. But.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Packers can. What's their record now?
They're 3-2 right now. So I'm hoping Packers. Let me do a little prediction.
Okay.
I'm going Packers -5.
I mean, according to this, looks like we have Packers -1. That's pretty much a 50-50 game.
What? Dude, they think that badly of the Packers?
And over under 44.5.
Oh, Lord.
Something like that.
I'm going under.
Yeah, this game, I don't know. This game might be a tough one to watch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just going to go Broncos there. I'm going to go Broncos.
All right, then easily game of the week. Dolphins at Eagles.
Ooh.
I mean, this game's going to be so good. Hopefully.
Honestly.
I got Dolphins. I'm riding the high train.
I mean.
Even though the Eagles defense is good enough.
I mean, Eagles, you know, Eagles had the, yeah, Eagles had that fluke this, you know, kind of fluke this week. Yeah, I think you said it perfectly. They're, I mean, Dolphins don't haven't really gone up against like
Yeah.
any crazy defenses, I don't think.
Yeah, not
Really?
really, except for.
I mean, yeah, Bill, like you said, I could, I mean, but again, I don't, the Eagles offense can't, wouldn't put up as much as the Bills, I don't think.
Yeah, so I mean, looking at the Dolphins, I mean, we got looks like they've played they beat is that oh yeah, they beat the Chargers, Patriots, Broncos, lost to the Bills. Okay, so they've really only beaten,
Yeah.
besides the Chargers, they've really only beaten bad teams.
Yeah, honestly, it's in Philadelphia too. I'm gonna go Eagles here.
Yeah, I like that pick.
And
And then last up, we got 49ers at Vikings. Has to be 49ers.
yeah, could be, I don't know, could be I think it'll be back to the usual 49ers deal
Yeah,
here.
they definitely
Vikings
could.
defense.
Not good.
Yeah, compared to the Browns defense, yeah. No Justin Jefferson, but you know,
Yeah.
McCaffrey, we're going to have to see about McCaffrey and Debo, cuz
Yeah, that's true.
that plays a big role. Either way, the defense will show
Yeah,
up.
for sure.
And just
But
like that,
yeah,
that
that.
wraps up the week. Went through a lot here.
Yeah, not much disagreement on our picks for this week, so we'll see. I'm sure there'll be some games that just
Yeah,
absolutely confuse us.
there's going to be some random surprises like there always is.
Yeah. But
But
yeah, that's all we got for this week. So, you know, make sure to rate 5 stars, give us a review, and you know, share with your friends. But
yeah, we'll see you next week, guys. Thanks for listening, and peace out.
peace.